brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live. It is the eighth day of June 2007. I bullhorned continually for more than 3 hours yesterday protesting Governor Rick Perry. So I hope, and it's a good thing it's a Friday, I'll get a one-day break tomorrow. Hopefully my voice holds up, but we've got Ed and Elaine Brown coming on in a little while. We are on connected to their home line right now, thanks to Luke Radowski, Infowars.com, and WeAreChange.org reporter, who is inside right now and on the line. We're about to go to him. Frankly, I'm a little ashamed of the Patriot movement and of just everybody, frankly, concerned, including myself, because I didn't buy the propaganda completely, but I still hesitated for a moment when they lied to us. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the AP articles here in front of me. The state police and the feds said there was no siege. They were not on the property. They never had a plan to serve a search warrant. They never had a plan to seize the property. They never were there. That everyone's having a conspiracy theory. This is when they blocked roads off a mile away, threw reporters out, grabbed people, had two hovercraft, four armored vehicles, and over 100 armed police. This is when they cut the power and cut the phone line. I mean, now you can be completely surrounded with your phone line and everything cut off, and if the feds say, oh, no, we're not there, we just buy into it. Okay, now we've got a lot clearer picture of what has actually transpired. We're about to go to Luke Radowski. And when Ed and Lane Brown are finished doing interviews in a few minutes, they've got local television inside their house. We will also get Ed and Lane Brown on for you. For those that just joined us, Ed and Lane Brown have been beat up. They've been tortured. They've been harassed for years. You can go to their blog and read what happened. It all started just huge raids out of the blue to their house years ago. And so they've now been convicted of, quote, tax evasion to the private Federal Reserve. And they've said this far and no further. And so now when they try to start a new Waco, the police surround you, and they say, we're not surrounding you, we don't exist. Last night, we went to protest Rick Perry at a big charity ball he was having. He was on the program cover. We know employees inside who, frankly, were involved in management. Rick Perry was there. And the police came out and said, he's not here. You're a conspiracy theorist. And they said, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave, on video. Then later they told reporters when they showed up that it isn't true, we're lying, they never said it, when we have it on video. It's pure lying, nothing but lying. Rick Perry doesn't exist, we didn't threaten to arrest you, there are no SWAT teams, this is not an amnesty bill. I mean, they are just, I'm blown away by the level of lies. I almost believe the police when they said, Rick Perry's not part of this, Rick Perry's not on the roster, you're crazy. And I had to second check, and then sure enough, he was. They even introduced him and were cheering for him inside, and we got that on video. It's just they lie. It's just they love lying. They figured out the key is lying to people. Ed and Elaine Brown are under siege right now. Their power's been cut. Their phone's now been turned back on. Their internet has been cut. When Luke Radowski went in with live internet feed last night, arriving at around, 10 or 11 o'clock at night from trying to leave New York at 5 o'clock rush hour. And as soon as they drove into the property, their internet cut off, all their internet feeds, Ed and Elaine Brown's internet, their wireless was cut off at the exact same time. They're now jamming. I don't know how long we'll be able to even have them on air with us. They could attack them today. They could attack them next week or a month from now when we all forget about it and move off the property. I want to commend Luke Radowski and others that are with him. I'm told Tom Foti's with him and Matt Lepasek for their ongoing courage. We'll talk to those guys on the other side. Live coverage from inside the Brown home.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Massive breaking news. Call everyone you know. The Brown siege is worse than we thought. And the gentleman that we had on, Drew Raines, yesterday, who is a fill-in host for Jack McClam, was accurate. It was very accurate. He did get a call from a militia member inside the house who doesn't wish to be named because of his family. He's at another location nearby. That shots were fired in the morning. But with all the other things that were coming out and going out, I still didn't know if that was accurate or not. And Drew said he didn't know if that was accurate. And we've now confirmed, ladies and gentlemen, marshals fired rounds at Ed Brown's dog walker before planned siege. And we have the video clip of that up on PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be playing that in about 30 minutes, the audio of that. We have confirmed with Ed and Lane Brown and InfoWars.com reporter on the scene, Luke Radowski, that indeed, again, I bullhorned over 3 hours yesterday, so bear with me, that indeed, this is the case. Elaine was in the shower at that time. Ed Brown did hear it. Others inside the home, being called a compound, that's how they dehumanize you, did hear it as well. And it's the classic thing, same thing with Ruby Ridge, where they sprayed, you know, the young boy in the back with bullets. And then they shot the, tried to shoot people that went down there. And we're going to have Jack McClam on later, who's ended that siege with Colonel Bo Grites. He was there. He went into the house with Vicki Weaver's head blown off, basically, under the people with gangrene, babies. It's just unbelievable. We've dealt with this before, and we're trying to stop a revolution from exploding violently when this happens. But we cannot. We can only come in and pray for Ed and Lane Brown, who are making their stand, live free or die, liberty or death, as he said yesterday when I was on the air with him when we did an interview on RBN from the 4 to 6 p.m. show. This is just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And then the spin here, and we're going to him. But I want you to let this to burn into your brain. The propaganda, just like Waco, when they rammed down over a third of the building on the backside, and there's video of the dead bodies they're running over. We have the blown up, aerial photos that the FBI released. You can see dead bodies run over there. And as they're running over bodies and machine gunning people, they're saying this is not an assault, and they've got infantry troops and infantry maneuvers on the back flanks using the APCs as cover, firing their M16s as Delta Force attacks. Now, I'm telling you, folks, they'll go in there, they'll gun down everyone, they'll burn that place to the ground, and they'll, while it's burning, they'll say it's not an assault. Okay, this is a military tactic. It's camouflage. That's all it is. They will say, and the state police are criminals in New Hampshire. There's photos of them with their machine guns. By the way, the feds called their vehicles tanks. They have tanks out there. That's AP. The state police said they're tanks. And they said, oh, our tanks were up by their front gate to do reconnaissance. We're not there for a siege. They were on the property with ghillie suits. Danny Riley only walked about 50 yards into the woods, walking the dog at about 8 a.m., and then somebody in a ghillie suit pops up right in front of him. He turns and runs. Bullets are fired. He literally heard them whiz past his ear. They tasered him, took him, and then gave him a bus ticket and said, get out of here. He's lucky they didn't kill him, and they're not as bad as the FBI guys at Ruby Ridge. These are federal marshals who tend to not be as bad as FBI murder teams. But I'm going to shut up and go to Luke Radowski. Luke Radowski, there at the scene of what could be the new Wounded Knee or the new Waco, you're there. You got where they've been firing on people, and that is confirmed now from triple sources. That is confirmed. And we're in the middle of this incredible psyop where they're saying, we're not there, we never planned anything, we're not on the property. That is a complete lie. Luke Radowski, you're there on the scene. What does it look like? What's happening?
I'm here right now, and I just came here on the scene actually last night. Me and Matt Lepasek are here right now. We came late last night, and we really couldn't sleep with what's going on here. It's a very scary situation. It's a very not understanding situation, and we were up just trying to take a look at things, and we were up all night just being on the lookout. We saw some things in the bushes. We saw some things in the trees, and it's really weird here. And, you know, we're just here making sure Ed and Elaine Brown are safe. We're going to keep looking out there. We're going to keep reporting for you, and we're here for their safety, man. And no matter what happens, we're here.
Now, what did you see in the trees? What did you see in the bushes?
We saw some random movements. But we saw, you know, it was just some random movements in the trees and bushes that, you know, was pretty weird to me. But,
well, they're admittedly crawling all over the place out there, with over 100 federal and state goons and locals, armored vehicles, aircraft. Now, this got aborted because Danny Riley, again, was walking the dog, and they were creeping up on the house doing reconnaissance, were about to move, clearly. You say that when you got on the property, your wireless internet cut out. You were doing live webcam.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. We were doing live video streaming just for our safety, just so people could watch everything that we're going through right there. And as we were entering the house of Ed and Elaine Brown, we had perfect internet connection. And as the minute we stepped into the house, the internet connection was lost. The internet connection was dead.
The feds had probably planted a jammer in there.
But not only that, not only was our internet connection down, the same time Ed's internet connection was down at the same time. So they both jammed my internet service, our broadband wireless card, and Ed's satellite internet at the same time.
And they love it. It's all a laboratory. They admit it. To the how to kill Americans, how to surround farmhouses nationwide, how to bring us to our knees, how to get our property. I'll never forget the video I was shown and not allowed to put out publicly because it would have revealed who shot it. This is about 6 years ago now, of Marines, maybe seven, training in San Antonio to mow down hundreds of demonstrators. They were role players, and I've shot similar video and put it out publicly, but this was even worse, because here they just said, they said open fire. There were peaceful protesters saying, this is America, don't take our land, and the U.S. Marines practiced killing Americans. And it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. They are training to kill you and your family. They are training to take America down. They are not our police anymore. They are New World Order 110%. And I'm not saying there aren't some good individual cops. I'm telling you, big state police, federal forces, the Marines, it is the facts. Now, in Police State 2000, I've got them training to kill Americans and admitting it and saying, watch us execute this guy. And it shows them doing mock interrogations, and they're saying, I'm from San Francisco. And they're screaming, I'm an American citizen. Help us, not the camp. But I mean, I've seen footage where they're practicing mowing us down, folks. And I mean with heavy machine guns. Now, again, have you tried to get up to the higher ground, to the little watchtower they've got there at the home, the little observation tower? Have you gone there? What have you done? Have you tried to boost it, or you had full shell boost link and it just went dead?
We were at full boost. We had full internet access, and then they just shut down the minute we got in here. And then later on that night, we started getting a signal and then losing it, getting a signal and losing it. It just keeps going back and on right now. Now we don't have it, but it seems it's most likely that they are jamming the internet signals, because we had perfect internet access coming down here. And the minute we came in the house, we lost it. We lost the live video feed that we had. We had live video.
WeOrChange.org.
On the internet.
Well, look, I want to just say this right here. If you hadn't made your bones in the info war, as somebody who in just the last couple of years has got more marks, you know, more Messerschmitts in the info wars, shot down, more redcoats dealt with in the info war. If you were a fighter bomber, you'd just have hundreds of, you know, stickers, decals on the side for, you know, enemy sunk. And I'm telling you right now, you are just becoming a super ace very rapidly here, confronting Hillary. That's what Foti did, your organization. You guys confronting Giuliani twice, his people, just all these other presidential candidates, David Rockefeller, and now doing something that I've only done a few times, gone into a house during a surrounded standoff. Just again, I salute you. I want to go ahead and bring up Ed and Elaine Brown. We have Elaine Brown first. Elaine, are you still there?
I'm here.
Elaine, what is it like for you to have them on your property, to have the shots being fired, and then to have them taser and grab Danny Riley, who we've got the number of? He's at work today. We're going to try to get him on later. Mm-hmm. What is it like for you to know all of this is going on, and then to know the feds are on the news saying, we never went out there, there's no preparation for an assault, when they'd already cut your power and cut your lines earlier?
Yeah, well, Alex, I'll tell you, it's pretty disheartening. I mean, what they did to Danny was totally inexcusable. I mean, he was standing there with his hands in front of, you know, held out in front of him, wrists together, saying, okay, you got me, put the cuffs on. And then they come up and they taser him. So this is just, you know, the boys with the toys. I'm having fun. They had no reason to tell you.
Well, these are men who like to hunt men. These are hunters. And most of these special ops type cops don't know that. They're not conscious. Mm-hmm. Literally, guys, go get a hog hunting lease. Go get a deer hunting lease. I mean, hunt hogs with spears.
Right.
I mean, that's really, if you're into that, don't hunt us. I mean, I've seen it so many times where they say they just taser people for fun and laugh about it. I've got video of it.
Yeah.
Criminals. Total criminals.
Now, I was watching Marshall Munoz's interview on the internet this morning, and I mean, it just blatantly lied. They were here to serve a seizure warrant. They had at least 13 agents out along my driveway in full camouflage with rifles. They had overhead surveillance. There were at least four APCs, multiple state police vehicles, four roadblocks on my road, all this to serve a piece of paper? Oh, come on, how stupid are we? You know, if Danny had not accidentally walked into that, they would have been down here and we would probably be dead right now. Because, you know, as you know, we will not volunteer. We will not go into their prisons for a non-crime. We have committed no crime.
There's only two ways they can have jurisdiction over us, Ed Brown. That is, either we submit and just give in to turn ourselves in, through volunteering, or by force of power.
Ed Brown, stay there. I want to come right back to you, your wife, Elaine Brown, an InfoWars.com reporter on the scene with Matt LePasek. Oh, this is amazing. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Massive news, ladies and gentlemen, confirmed. We have his video blog up on the web. We've confirmed from Ed and Elaine Brown. We've confirmed by some of Danny Riley's friends as well that debriefed him afterwards. We've got Danny's number. We're going to be getting him on soon. We're going to be airing that audio coming up in a little while. Jack McClam's joining us, who's really our resident expert. He defused with Colonel Bo Greitz, went into the house with the 500 armed troops aiming guns at them. The entire Ruby Ridge situation, he'll be joining us, contributing here on the GCN Radio Network. Because, folks, this could start a new revolution. And the point here is our revolution's already started. We're already winning the info war. And if the globalists attack us, we've defensively got to protect ourselves. But we don't want to draw first blood here. So we're talking to Jack McClam. Marshals fired rounds at Ed Brown's dog walker before planned siege. I would change that. I mean, it's a good headline, but I would change it to Ed Brown's, you know, to the Browns' guest who was walking the dog, but whatever. You can go read it right now on prisonplanet.com. This is huge news. Going back to Ed Brown, Ed, please continue with what you're facing, sir, and how many armed thugs you saw in the aircraft, and your wife is saying that you did hear the shots. This is just incredible.
I'll give you a quick chronology from the previous night, which was we had, during the previous day, a couple of biplanes circling wide circles, two or three passes, then leave. Then at approximately 9:15 that night, night before last, we saw a global hawk fly over the straight trajectory from west to east. A very, very bright light. God, you'd almost think it was a flying saucer for credit. It was so weird. Except that it had absolutely no sound coming out of it, flying at approximately 5,000 feet. And then that was confirmed, in fact, that they did have that go over the night before. Somebody slipped of the tongue again.
By the way, the AP said that it was 50,000 feet to make you sound stupid, like you could see a plane that high.
Hey, if it's 50,000 feet in size, then they'll break.
No, it's 5,000. You're right. I'm just saying that's how they twist things, but go ahead.
Yeah, who cares? The fact of the matter is they're using a very expensive aircraft to do what? Take a picture of our beautiful property, our beautiful land here on the farm. At any rate, that night after that, the power went off late in the evening, and then again in the middle of the night. Of course, we're totally off the grid at any time we wish to be. Woke up the next morning. When I did, I noticed that the dog was missing, Zoe, along with my house guest, Dan, out of New York, just a visiting plumber here. Anyway, brought us some food over and stuff, you know. And I stepped out onto the front.
And by the way, we weren't sure if he could be. I mean, I was just saying, obviously, looking at him, listening to him, now learning about him, assessing him, he's no Fed. He's a hero.
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely. He's a hero. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. As I stood out on the steps for about a minute, looking for see if he was up on by the barn or coming around the circle of my driveway. It's a big circular driveway I have, and I didn't see him. But all of a sudden, I heard boom, boom, off through the woods up toward my mailbox. And of course, I've been here 17 years. I know the sounds. I know the difference. And I've been around guns all my life, so I know the sound of a gunshot. I heard the two shots. Then I see the dog a few seconds later come tearing down the driveway around the corner and straight at me. Now, normally she would run right up to me, but instead she ran right by me and she ran into the house. So then I knew there was something wrong there. Of course, now you saw the video on the blog, Danny can tell you. They did, in fact, fire. He walked right into a total of 12 ghillie-suited special operations of Black Ops team that was approaching the house here, and he, of course, was just walking the dog, because it's a beautiful morning, and he walked right into them. Of course, that exposed their clandestine operation. At that point there, one of them stood up there and told him to freeze and get on the ground, and whatever the case may be, and he did. Of course, he panicked. He turned and ran. He said, don't kill me, I don't have any guns. And, of course, the story, then shots were fired. So he reconfirmed the fact that what I did hear was, in fact, shots.
And he said they literally went right by his ear. And by the way, I've had idiots before when we're out hunting, shooting my general direction. You do hear them fly right over you. It's like a buzzing. And he said he could even hear them hitting leaves right by his head.
Yeah. So that means to say that their intention to come down here was to kill us. If they were going to kill an unarmed man at the end of my driveway, then they had intention to come down here and kill us. So now this whole complexion has changed. Because now they lied to us. They have no honor.
Now, to be clear, you didn't know till this video blog went up last night. You just heard the shots, and then that's why we got the militia report out of your house, that the gunshots had been heard, just as Drew Rain said, early in the morning or right
that's
after light.
Correct.
And then now we've got this up. Now, thank God they didn't kill him, because frankly, if it had been an FBI team, they would have put him on his knees and shot him two or three times in the back of the head.
Sure.
It was probably federal marshals or it might have been a state police team. But they did taser him.
Yeah.
Now, reportedly, he got on his knees and put his hands up. That wasn't enough. They went ahead and tasered him for pleasure purposes. But that's better than like they did to that Marine last year who did nothing when they got him on the ground and pumped three rounds right in his chest, point blank for pleasure. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying, maybe they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding.
Third hour, we'll give you about a 20-30 minute report on what happened at the big demonstration against what's happening to Ed Brown, the Trans-Texas Corridor, the HPV live cancer virus that is killing girls across the country. That's Judicial Watch's own internal documents out of the CDC. It was very fitting we bullhorned Perry at this mansion, then when he went to a, quote, children's charity. See, they do that to look good, and then they're really there killing the children. These people are pure evil. That's coming up. Ed Brown's on with us. We've also got Luke Radowski, reporter for InfoWars.com, bravely there on the heels of being grabbed. And, of course, Matt Lapasik being kidnapped by the state police and charged with criminal trespass, and InfoWars.com camera being smashed. We'll be talking to him as the show continues. Ed Brown, Elaine Brown on the line right now. I want to bring Jack McClam in a moment to debrief you guys or ask you any questions, or with his experience from Ruby Ridge and, of course, many years on the Phoenix Force in Vietnam, to any advice he can give you. Right now, Ed, finishing up what you were saying, sir.
Finishing up, yes. Obviously, they were heading down here. They get exposed. They couldn't do anything about it. So about 15 minutes after I heard the shot, the dog came back. And then I got a phone call saying that somebody had seen two APCs and six state police troopers heading our way, six cruisers heading our way. So I know that they were coming down here. So that was obviously the group that was at the end of the driveway, I thought. But obviously, they've been even being watched probably for two or three days previous, because they knew we had a 50 caliber down here that they had obviously seen us firing the day before. And I guess that made them a little apprehensive. Then they had were down at the office in West Lebanon, and they totally surrounded that empty building with the same amount of firepower and personnel carriers and so on, working in collusion with Massachusetts State Police, Maine State Police, New Hampshire State Police, a few federal officers, and Lebanon Police Department. It's just for an empty building. That's the point here. And the fact that Maine and Massachusetts were in here in collusion with them.
Yeah, that's totally violation of the Tenth Amendment, completely criminal. Now it's a trans-state multi-jurisdictional task force. And if you saw what you thought looked like a global hawk or some type of predator drone.
It was. There's no question.
Which we know there are over 100 of them now patrolling the U.S. This is definitely a federal operation, just like Waco and Ruby Ridge. Guaranteed it's going to end up being CENTCOM running this whole thing. Again, Newsweek reported what we told you, what Patriots told you during the Waco siege, and that was Israelis, French, Russian, Dutch, British. It's a big laboratory. They call them war-fighting, domestic asymmetrical war-fighting laboratories, but they do it in the real situation, and they flew their flag over the Branch Davidian Church. They held up skulls of dead children. They burn out children. They put a shape charge on top of the church records vault, the only concrete area where they went for shelter from the gas. And this is how these guys want to be manly. Most of them didn't have fathers at home. Most of them never got to really become men. And
Wait a minute, Alex. I didn't have a father or a mother either. But I didn't go that way.
Well, I'm not saying people are bad if they don't have a father or a mother. My point is I've done the assessment of a lot of these guys, So they want to go out and make their bones, okay? They're not charging German machine gun nests. They're not fighting real warriors. They like to go around killing families and tasering people. And before I start ranting and raving, Ed, finish up your point, and I'm going to bring Jack McClam up.
Okay. The point is that we don't have warrior-class people here fighting a legitimate war. What we have here are a bunch of cowards. That's why they go sneaking around and using an omnipotent type of power force, a number of people, like the Russians did, the KGB did, and so on, a military force. We don't care any longer, Alex. We're all done. We're through talking with these people, and I don't mean just my wife and myself here. I'm talking nationwide. There is an under-the-radar number of people here just trying to absorb everyone that gets involved with seditionist manner in this country, and we are identifying who they are.
Whether also, Ed. Also, Ed, I mean, you know the local state police and others are on record saying they are trying to keep, quote, aid from getting to you. They are trying to keep anyone from coming in, any media from coming in to cover what's happening.
Yes, sir, but it's too late already. I mean, it's really way too late for them now. Anything happens to my wife and myself because of their actions, we will be reciprocal. We don't have any choice any longer. For the Brown, Mr. and Mrs. Brown here, and our cat and our dog, we will protect for the sake of our community and our nation. That's why we did this in the first place. Remember, as United States Constitution Ranger of Law, lawfully, the TXU 42-453 filed in the Library of Congress, we are obligated to protect this nation under its lawful form of government. And we will do so at any and all costs at this point.
Ted, you're right. There's no doubt that a foreign private corporation publicly now owns and runs the government and is completely illegitimate. And just because a bunch of brainwashed state police and feds are ignorant of that doesn't make it lawful what they're doing. And I've gotten all these emails and seen blog posts. We're about to go to Jack McClam. All these emails and posts and everything else saying that, well, what are we going to run the government on? They don't know there are hundreds of other lawful taxes. They don't understand that the feds admit that every cent of your income tax goes to debt, which is designed to bring money out of the economy in the fiat system's maintenance. This is Ron Paul's written about it. It's an absolute fact. They don't understand that this funds the false corporate government. Let's bring up Jack McClam. Jack, things have gotten a lot more serious now that we've learned and confirmed what Ed Brown did here yesterday was the gunshots. They fired at the sky. He hit the ground, put his hands up. They tasered him. Then they interrogated him, gave him a bus ticket, and told him don't come back. And he's now put up the video blog, and he's Danny Riley. And I assessed him, 99% sure this is a plumber from New Jersey. You know, this is the real deal, a great patriot, a hero. What does this mean now, Jack?
Well, this is coming from the top of our government. From what you're telling me about using the drones and the satellites and everything, this is being directed by the very top of our government. And we've got to try to think about what they're trying to do with this. Are they trying to get us to all react and go there with our guns and start a revolution?
Yes, they are.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
Jack, if I just a moment, my primary target, that's the word they like to use, my primary target are the Freemasonry in this country. A lot of people don't like to say that, but we know for fact of record that is our problem.
Uh-huh.
We studied them intensively for over 10 years. We now know for fact that that's what's coming right from the top. And you're right, Bush and the rest of them.
Yes, when I was in the military and in law enforcement, the top people in law enforcement and in the military are in the Freemasons.
There you go.
All of them are 33rd degree or higher.
Or higher.
And they're Satanists.
Yes, they are.
So, but the equipment they're bringing on you, brother, tells me that it's operating from beyond the White House,
the
White House.
Right from the Vatican or right from England, we understand, or Germany.
And this is the situation. They want an incident to cause all the American people to go your way with guns so they can call it an insurrection and put us all under martial law and suspend the Constitution for good.
That will not happen,
Bush will stay in as emperor of America. There won't be any more
elections.
Let me
just add something, and then let Ed Brown chime in here.
Yeah. Well,
we've seen the entire preparation on this. We've seen the Military Commissions Act to seize and arrest and secretly torture and execute American citizens says it word for word. All the top lawyers have read it and agree with our analysis that we put out first here. Just on record, we don't make this stuff up, folks. Okay, weeks after we did the analysis, exact mirror analysis from top Princeton lawyers, professors, jurisprudence, you name it. Then, on top of that, we saw the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. More important, it actually put us under activated martial law, not just the soft overall emergency martial law we've been under since 1933 in the War Powers Act. And it actually removed the governors during insurrection or any other rioting or any other protest. This is all word for word. Now Bush got the funding last year with John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Now on May 9th, he activated PDD 51 and openly announced himself over the Congress. They're now cut out of continuity of government, total treason. Headline, the president granted himself new powers. That's called dictatorship. Ed Brown?
Yes, it is. It's over, folks. For all intents and purposes, there is no lawful law left in this country. It's a done deal.
Well, Ed, I can't blame you, and I can only commend you for how they beat you up and how they assaulted you and all the hell you've been through. Maybe we should briefly recap that. And you finally said, I'm going to my property, I'm holding up, stay away from me, leave me alone, I'm just a free human being, you know, I'm Edward, and I'm a creature of God, just leave me alone, I don't belong to you people. And then here they come with hundreds of people and six APCs and fixed-wing aircraft and drones and helicopters, and you're saying leave me alone. Defense is totally honorable, and we understand. But do you see what Jack's saying, that it's clear that we're beating them in the info war, so they want to overturn the chessboard, they want to cheat, and just grab our king off the table with their hand and claim they won when we've got them in check. So my question is, what do we do about this? How do we try to defuse this? Because I know you're ready to die, but how do we keep them from having the pleasure of coming in and killing you and your wife, and 10 or 15 of them die, but the globalists don't care about their little idiots?
Ed? What we have to do, Alex, is we have to now focus on the Illuminati / Zionist / Freemasons. This is Freemasonry at its finest hour. But if it's the last hour, it's too stupid to know any better. We must focus on those people who are the members of it, and let's bring it to their houses. Let's bring it into their businesses. Let's bring it. They want to make it personal? Let's make it personal. No more talking about this. See, I would like to see everybody go absolutely silent. Identify who these people are in your own town, county, state, and country, worldwide. And one day when they push too far, because no one's going to set this off except them. So when critical mass forms up and it pops, because nobody knows when critical mass is going to pop, like they found out during the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution.
Ceausescu.
Yes. So when this thing pops, everybody now in their own town goes and rounds up every Freemason that they know, put them behind bars, and then we'll judge them lawfully under the lawful laws.
Well, but see, Ed, here's the problem. We got to stay under the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Hold on. But I want to be clear here on this. This is how their pyramidal structure works. 99% of the Masons are never get above the 32nd degree. They believe they're worshiping Jesus. They have no idea that at the higher degrees it's open worship of Lucifer. They haven't read what their own grand supreme Masons have written, that they do worship the devil. Jack, you want to break that down? Jack McClan? Jack may have walked away from the phone. Do we have Jack?
I'm here, brother. I'm here.
I mean, the key here is it's compartmentalized. We say all the Masons. Yeah. I mean, Ed, you've studied them. You know that most of them are useful idiots and don't know.
Yes. I deal with the useful idiots every day here at our two police and military associations. The guys at the bottom tell me, and of course I saw this when I was in law enforcement in the sixth largest city, Phoenix, Arizona, that they're promoting the most evil and criminal guys up to sergeant, lieutenant, captain, chief, on up through the ranks in local law enforcement, in state law enforcement, and in the federal law enforcement, of course, because it's pure Satanism and criminality at the very top, so they only trust those that are criminals. And so, but what's the problem is like in the Phoenix Police Department, they would call us in for in-service training, and they would teach us how we must think as a group, like a gang. So the guys that are the beat cops and the guys at the lower levels, which you will not have there, they'll have them directing traffic. These guys will be directing traffic. They always have the sheriff and his team out directing traffic. And they bring in the assassins in the SWAT teams, their top assassins that'll do anything. They'll shoot their mother for a nickel and take a bet on which way she'll fall. And those are the guys that are surrounding your house right now. But the regular guys out there who haven't proven yet that they're willing to do anything, if they're told to do it, they won't allow them near you. And I saw him up at Ruby Ridge on the outskirts when we finally brought the Weaver family out and walking down the trail with them in our arms, the little girls. A lot of these guys in the face paint and the ghillie suits were literally crying. The tears were pouring out of their eyes because they truly thought they were going to be told to come in and kill all of us. But they won't allow those guys around you, you see. They want guys in there that when they tell them to hit you and kill you, that there is no qualms about it at all. In other words, it's like 50 or 100 Lon Haruchis, you know, and the guy that shot Vicki Weaver and shot half her face off while she was holding her baby. I saw her body underneath the table there.
Mr. Haruchi?
Yeah, Lon Haruchi was the assassin who said on the witness stand that he would do it all again. They promoted him. They promoted him to lieutenant for what he did to Vicki and the family. So those are the guys that are surrounding you right now. But here's the thing to keep in mind. If they do not get to use you to summons the people across the nation to come there with their guns so that the president can say to all the public, here comes, the terrorists. Here comes the terrorists in to help this terrorist. It's probably Al-Qaeda in among them. It's an insurrection. I must put the nation under martial law. That's exactly what they hope happens here. And because they've got to stop the info war. We're winning that.
They've got to use you, Ed.
Ed Brown,
Jack McClam, stay with us. Let's come back and give Ed Brown a chance to respond to all this and ask Ed Brown where he thinks all this is going to go. Ed Delane Brown, also Luke Radowski reporting for InfoWars.com. Jack McClam, GCN Radio host, reporting here as well with his great expert analysis. Couldn't have a better expert on this than Jack McClam right in the middle of Ruby Ridge. Be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world. long as you're a little toy.
Welcome back.
You put a gun in my hand.
Let's go ahead and go to Ed Brown, literally under siege, shots fired. One of the people out there supporting him tasered. And the media, AP, everybody, this is broken factual news, witness on record. And they heard the shots. Cops grabbed him. His name's admitted. And not in the news. It's not newsworthy. They're on property firing their weapons and tasering people. And then they tell the media, oh, all those armored vehicles? They call them tanks. The tanks? The hundreds of police? Oh, that's for reconnaissance. We're not going to raid anybody. There's headlines. That one high-level cop, I got to dig it out. I got like literally 30 or 40 articles here in a stack. I've got it all highlighted. Was saying, we're not out there. That's a conspiracy theory. What are you people? There's no Bilderberg. This isn't an amnesty bill. Rick Perry isn't here. It's all lies, folks. They just lie and lie to you now because it works on most of you. Ed Brown, you were commenting on what Jack McClam's been saying.
If I could jump in briefly.
Okay, there, Elaine Brown, sure.
Your comments about lying. Danny Riley was told by the marshals to come here and lie to us and tell us that he was actually arrested by two policemen. And he was threatened with 20 years to life in prison if he tells anyone the truth of what happened.
So, yeah, he's real scared. We're trying to get him on, but you know, he's gone on the blog. He's gone on the blog now and told the truth.
Yes, he did.
By the way, see, that's terrorism. That's terrorizing someone with terroristic threats of imprisonment. Okay, listen, we shot at you. We did all this. Don't tell anybody we were here. Tell everybody two policemen got you, and then they go lie to the media and they give him a bus ticket. My God, these people are such crooks. Hodo, tell us more about this, about Danny Riley, who was fired at, being told, if you tell anybody what happened here, you're going to get 20 years to life in prison.
Mm-hmm. That's how they operate.
Jack McClam, this is standard operating procedure, isn't it?
Standard operating positions there are being taken all over the situation. And here's the thing. If they do not get their insurrection of the people, they've got a very bad situation,
no, Alex. They're going to set bombs
and
off.
Ed and Elaine, because if they go in and kill you guys, they know that it will magnify by 2-3 times the freedom movement, just like Ruby Ridge and Waco did. So they've got a bad situation.
Okay, let's hear Ed comment on what you were saying earlier.
I'm looking at my wife right now.
Yes.
Jack, that's exactly what we intend to do. Let them do it. We are reciprocal, and so are the people that we deal with. So if they wish to take our lives, they're going to send us to the Creator sooner. It will do them far, far more damage than anything else that we could possibly do.
Far more than anything you could do.
And that's what we intend to do. So we took all of the safeties off the property to let them come in. And we're going to give them one hell of a fight as we go down, because we know we can't beat them. And there's no way in the world that they're going to be able to arrest us. So that's why we call this the Little Alamo.
Well, this is...
They can't win, just like the Alamo. And, of course, fictionalized with, you can't win, Darth. You strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...